around the campfire, they again heard the snapping of a twig, as if someone or something were approaching, step by stealthy step, nearby. Step by step, he seemed to be getting closer, and suddenly the bushes parted, and there he was, his horrible, distorted face, a decaying, cadaverous green mask. His mouth partly open, his fang-like teeth ready to strike. The creeper moved slowly, slowly toward our hero and laughed.
Now I have you right where I want you.
But then the hero pulled out a handful of garlic and destroyed the evil creeper.
No, not garlic!
Tell us another one, Dad.
George Jetson, honestly, you want to give these kids nightmares?
Yeah, Mom, let them.
Come on, honey, it's almost Halloween.
If they come running into our bed, they're sleeping on your side.
I love those creeper stories, Mom. And Orbity's never heard them before. Now he loves them, too. Right, Orbity?
See? Now, come on. It's time for bed.
Oh, Mom.
If you hear any more of those Halloween stories, you'll never get to sleep.
Janie, I heard lots of Halloween stories when I was a kid, and it hasn't affected me, affected me, affected me, affected me. Give us the gift, Weedy.
Knock it off, Igor, or you sleep on the couch tonight.
Oh, I love the couch. Reminds me of my coffin.
Orbity, we're not sleeping with the lights on all night. Look, Dad just made up that story about the creeper. There is nothing to be scared of. Now go to sleep.
Good evening, Elroy.
Hi, Dad.
Elroy, do not play.
Being a vampire trying to put on lipstick. I don't have a reflection in my mirror.
Ah, the main course.
Especially prepared by our new chef, the Creeper.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, the monster. Dad, wake up. There's a monster in my room.
No more Halloween stories.
Glasses of Orion orange juice. Rosie, tell George his breakfast will be ready in a few microseconds.
On my...
Ta-da!
Uh-oh. It's trick-or-treat time.
But Mr. J's tricks are no treat.
How about getting the sword in half, Rosie?
Why not? I'm always expected to be in two places at one time anyway.
I wouldn't let him try if I were you, Rosie.
Don't worry, Mrs. J. I may be made of metal, but I don't have sawdust for brains.
Jane, watch this. This is a new one.
Oh, please, George. Your tricks never work.
Observe, as I transform this ordinary egg into a beautiful Plutonian peacock. Of all the wizards in the galaxy, none can top the great Jetsoni.
It isn't.
Well, Elroy can help me brush up on the old magic act.
He and Orbity are out costume shopping for Mr. Stacy's party. Now, will you sit down and eat?
I'll just have this egg for breakfast. I like them well done.
Power! I need more! Power, Edgar!
Yes, Master.
Yes, good! Very good!
Oh, that again!
Power, Edgar! You can't scare
someone with a moon monster who wants to shuffle off to Bottle Omega? Oh, am I kidding? No one goes to waxite museums anymore, not when they can see 3D movies.
I can fix it, Master. You'll see.
I've failed, Edgar. I haven't even sold one new design all season.
Listen, Master. Customers out front.
What we need are some new ideas, new blood.
What have we here? A boy and some weird little creature.
Maybe this is our lucky day after all, Edgar.
I mustn't keep them waiting.
Welcome to Dr. Scarum's Magic Trick Costume Shop and Waxite Museum.
Those special effects are the spaciest, mister.
Who are you?
Roy Jetson. Looking for some costumes.
And who or what is this adorable little fellow?
Orbity, come back. It's all just an act.
Perhaps he'd like to see my Saturn slug costume. It's one of my best designs. Hey, you need a ticket to go back there.
Oh, goody, paying customer. Do you want to buy a program?
No, I have you right where I want you.
Liberty, you're gonna break something.
Hey, got away!
Sorry, Master. I was changing a fuse in Moon Monster.
Forget about that and go after those two. We'll have all the customers we can handle once I make Orbity a permanent part of my collection.
This trick will be the hit of the Halloween party, Mr. Spacely.
It can't be any worse than what you did last year.
And they say you're not a good sport, sir. Now just relax. Alakazam, alakazoo. This I call the old switcheroo.
This is fantastic. I knew you could do it, boy.
Mr. Cox, we are calling Mr. Spacely.
Jetson, do something quick.
No sweat, sir. Abracazam, tippity-doz. Put my boss back the way he was.
Jetson, why is that little shrimp Spacely?
The shrimp's right... I mean, he's right here, sir.
That you, Spacely? You look a little... defeated.
Jetson, what's going on? Oh, if I get my hands on you, I'll...
He'll be right with you, Mr. Cogswell.
Jetson!
I'll have you out of there as soon as I get the instructions, sir.
Trying out some new aerobic exercise, Spacely?
What do you want, Cogswell?
Every year, we bet on who has the best Halloween costume. And since I always win, we could save time if you paid me off now, Spacely.
This year, my costume is going to blow you out of the galaxy, Cogswell.
Maybe we should raise the stakes to $5,000, then.
Let's make it 10.
It's a bet. I knew I could sucker you into more money. See you on Halloween, Spacely.
Did I say 10,000? Oh, that Jetson has me so upset.
I found the instructions, sir.
Jetson, get me out of here. Did you hear me, Jetson? I want out.
Sir, I'm doing the best I can. I'm not a magician.
I don't see any costume shop around here, Orbity. Go up and take a look. Quit joking around, Orbity. We're not being followed. Look, the new Mongol space vampire movie. Oh, I'd love to see it. You. Shh. I hope we're not missing all the scary parts. Will you stop it? There was no creeper. Shh. It's not funny anymore.
Excuse me, miss, but I haven't had a bite all week.
Oh, you. You're Mongo, space vampire.
Let go, Orbity.
Let go, what?
My master needs you.
Well, there's all two satisfied customers. I think this movie's going to be a blockbuster.
Save your breath, Jetson. Your magic act is out this year.
Please, let me show you one more trick.
I've got bigger problems to solve, Jetson. I have to beat Cogswell with an award-winning costume, or I'm out 10,000 space clams.
Hey, I know this terrific shop where they make original costume designs.
That sounds promising. Yeah, no, you'd only botch things up.
Give me a chance. If I don't come through for you, you can fire me.
I like the sound of that.
Just let me show you one last trick.
Oh, all right. The thought of firing someone has cheered me up a bit.
Bindo, bando, bond. I don't like to gloat, but with the touch of my wand, I can make you float.
Careful. I've got new hair growing in there.
Mr. Spacely, it's working.
I feel like a bubble, Jetson.
I think it's time to bring you back down, Mr. Spacely.
Oh, this is so relaxing. I feel like I could just float away.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, sir. Calicazooie? No, Epicabam. Oh, here it is. Says Bot. I'm leaving for the costume shop now. He'll be okay if he lands on his head.
What do you mean, lost him? I simply must have that fuzzy little creature for my collection.
But, Master, the theater floor was sticky and my rollers got gummed up.
And suggest we do now. Good fortune just isn't going to walk through that door, you know.
Hi, I came to look at your magic tricks and costumes.
Sorry, sir, we're considering going out of business.
Oh, great, I can hear Spacely now.
Jetson, you botched it again.
Did my dear detect the name Jetson?
Yeah, that's right, George Jetson.
How is your little boy and his fuzzy little friend?
Hey, do you know them?
In a manner of speaking, just how may we serve you?
I was looking for a magic trick for myself and a costume for my boy. You see?
You are a magician?
Well, just a beginner.
How lucky, Mr. Jetson. We'll give magic lessons.
We?
He gives magic lessons.
Really? I could use something special for my boss's Halloween party.
Why, certainly. It would be my pleasure to come to your home tonight and give you private lessons.
I think we're planning on having dinner out.
They're free lessons.
Tonight only.
Free? We're in the Skypad apartment.
We'll be there after dark.
Your son and his little friend will be there, of course.
Oh, sure. They'll be delighted.
Yes, why don't we keep it a surprise,
Gotcha. See you soon.
Yes, Mr. Jetson. Very soon.
Dad.
Just a second, son. Higher the eggs go, higher a smidgen. Turn ye each into a pigeon. Hey, it worked. Great. Wait. Doggone. Well, I guess it's a one-shot trick. $20 right out the window.
Dad, I was trying to tell you, somebody followed us this afternoon.
A creeper!
Your imaginations are really working overtime.
But at least we got away.
Yeah!
Got away from who? What did he look like?
Someone to see you, Mr. J.
Like that?
A creeper!
Well, delighted to see you all again.
Kids, what are you talking about? Dr. Scarum is a real magician. He's going to let me in on a few of his trade secrets.
My friends, I shall show you a trick you will never forget.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be amazed, mystified, and mesmerized by the master of mystery and magic, Dr. Scarum.
Lesson number one, Mr. Jetson. Grand entrance to seize the attention of your audience. Remember, magic is a game of illusion. Did you see it or didn't you see it? Did he appear or disappear? Is it real or is it magic?
Hey, that was great.
The success of one's illusion often depends on the subject one chooses. The best subjects are skeptical, suspicious, reluctant, unwilling. Aha! Perfect! There is my subject!
Come on, scaredy cat. It's just a little magic trick.
Nothing to fear, my little, whatever. I'm going to let Jetson himself perform this trick.
Ah, yes, the old trading places trick.
You're way ahead of me, Mr. Jetson, but can you guess it all?
This trick is really great, Jane. They change places right before your eyes.
Ready when you are, Mr. Jetson.
Meteors and comets never come face to face like you now move from place to place. Needs real showbiz.
They're gone.
Of course they're gone. That's the whole idea behind... They're really gone.
I told you it was them, Dad.
Hold on, Elroy. I'll have them all back in an instant. Alakazam, Alakazak, everybody right away, come on back. Dr. Scarab, are you there?
What's happened, George? Where's Orbity?
They've got him, they've got him. We may never see him again.
It looks closed. We can't just break into a man's store.
But, Dad, they're going to turn Orbity into one of those wax-eyed figures.
Maybe we can figure a way of getting in.
Power! I need more power, Edgar! Better! Arms, please!
All of the instruments are ready, Master!
Good!
I'm making all of the final measurements!
Is that one of ours, Master?
Be a good assistant and find out, Edgar! Here are closed!
Surprise!
It's the great Jetsoni and Son!
Spare me my cat, will ya?
Master!
Please, Mr. Jetson, I abhor violence!
I have someone on my side now! The tables have turned, eh, Mr. Jetson? Now, get out of my laboratory! Oh! Oh! Edgar!
Coming, Master!
I wish Jane and I had that much rhythm.
We surrender!
Nobody, you let them go! They want to turn you into waxite.
Oh, Mr. Jetson, I can explain.
I'm calling the space cops right now.
Dad, listen.
You two wanted poverty for your creepy waxite museum.
Is that what you thought? I was designing a costume in his honor.
Costume?
My Orbity costume will be the most original design of the season. Edgar and I are back in business.
And I thought everyone else had an overactive imagination.
Orbity has already agreed. Do we have your permission to start production?
On two conditions. My boss needs a good magic act, or his Halloween party, and an original costume to win a bet. Abscam, alakazam! Happy Halloween, sweetie!
Great party, Jetson! You can keep your job.
Why, Mr. Stacely, I think you have the best costume here.
You can bet on it, right, Jetson?
Sure thing, Mr. Stacely.
Mr. Cogspell is here, Mr. Spacely.
Send the pigeon in, Miss Galaxy. I hope he brought the 10,000 in small bills.
Mr. Spacely.
What's the meaning of this?
In case of a tie, last year's winner takes the money, Spacely.
Jetson!
I know, Mr. Spacely. You'd like to turn the tables on a certain magician and make him disappear. Allow me, sir. Prize and the money are down the tube. Alakazam, get rid of the boob. I'm sorry, Mr. Spacely. I guess I'm back to my old tricks again.